Sorry about that.
Sir, can you state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Ernest Francisco Aguilar III, 313-536.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as a panel chair. Also with us, representing the Department of Corrections as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Sanders. Sir, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing today, sir?
I believe I received the papers.
Okay. So on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I wasn't aware of attorney part, but I will represent myself today.
Okay, sir. I'm going to swear you and Mr. Sanders in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Aguilar?
I do.
Okay, let me go over that one more time with you, sir. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm, Mr. Aguilar?
I will tell the truth.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. Mr. Aguilar, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, sir, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm questioning? We question, sir.
One question.
Sir?
Will I be able to speak?
Yes, sir. In phase two, you'll have that option, okay?
Thank you.
All right, sir. The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to your assigned parole officer at South Mountain Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, Suite 1, Phoenix, Arizona, within one working day after your release by 10 a.m. on or about September 25th, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
I think that's true.
Okay. All right, Mr. Aguilar. So based on the admission of Mr. Aguilar, I'm going to find that it was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about the lapse into the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Aguilar, and get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes.
All right, Mr. Sanders.
Mr. Aguilar was released on September 22nd, 2017. Date of arrest was September 26, 2017 by the Yuma Police Department on a new felony charge of shoplifting. The status of that charge in an email received October 31st by a senior parole officer, Matt Boiser, contacted the Yuma Police Department, phone number listed. Felony charges have been submitted to the county attorney for processing. Continuing on, he was back in DOC custody on 9/29 of 2017 with a current CSED of December 25th, 2017, no abscond time reflected. His current conviction in 2016, a marijuana violation receiving 9 months, in addition to an account of theft receiving 2 years. No prior convictions, first term in DOC, CUIR score is a 5.5, mental health score of a 2, substance abuse score of a 2. No STG affiliation, no prior terms of supervision. Has a moderate disciplinary history with arson and violence noted. No other arrest information. Has a G3 V4 score. That's all.
Okay, Mr. Aguilar. So when you were released, you were approved to reside at TLC at 9430 North 11th Avenue. However, you failed to report to establish residency at your approved residence, and you didn't have any other approved residence to stay at. So it says that you failed to report to intake, so no programmer was referred to you, and that On your follow-up, sir, that you were arrested for felony shoplifting charges out of Yuma. What happened, sir? You were released and then you didn't report to the PO's office, and then you wind up getting arrested. You didn't go to the residence where you're supposed to stay. Then you wind up getting arrested for shoplifting, sir. What happened?
Okay, so what happened was on the 22nd of September, I was released from SMU1, but I had gone page 2, where there then they took me to Yuma, Arizona. I saw the judge and she released me on Friday. But before I was page 2, the detention officers from Yuma County, Arizona, were trying to receive my my release ID from ADC, from Sergeant Bobo, and from administration from over in Florence. He refused to give me my release ID and made me sign a paper stating that I had to, if the paper said that if I was to ever get pulled over by the police, that I would get, come back to prison if I didn't have that ID. He refused to give it to me. We tried 2 times and they refused to give it to me. Upon releasement from Yuma County Jail, They didn't give me my, they didn't give me their ID, the jail ID. So I was here in Yuma, and I had no way of purchasing a ticket. I didn't have no ID. So therefore, when I would come Monday, I called the parole office and I asked them if I could just talk to the parole office here in Yuma, Arizona, that I had no way. He told me that I should have already been there at 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't understand what it had to be, so I just decided to visit my family. And when I visited my family, you know what I mean, I ended up being drunk as usual, and I ended up, I don't remember doing any crime, but I guess I went inside the store and I did shoplifting. I mean, there is no excuse for the things that I did, you know, but I feel kind of dumb for doing all that stuff. And I just want you guys to know that I feel that if you guys were to put me back on parole, like here in Yuma, it would be, because I'm from Yuma, I'm here from Yuma. I don't know in Phoenix, like, I asked the CO3 to put me into the rehab right here in Crossroads Mission, but he refused to do that. He said that I had signed a paper back in January for this TOC home that I know nothing about. And so I had to, you know, I'm not familiar with Phoenix and stuff like that. You know, if you guys would put me on parole, I would like to go to the rehab right here in Mission Crossroads. Upon visiting my family, I was growing up in foster care, so I don't really know my family, and I only have a real close relationship with my grandmother. And when I see her, she's getting old, you know what I mean? And if there's just a possibility where if something were to happen to her, that at least I could be in the rehab, where they could let me know and I could probably participate in the funeral. Unlike right here, if I was in prison, then I wouldn't be able to be there. I also feel like this is an opportunity that I need, because I feel like if I was just to do the rest of my, this 1 month, 2 months left, you know what I mean? Like, I know that I'm gonna be a statistic from Native Americans that are alcoholics and stuff like that, and I don't wanna be that person, you know?
So, Mrs. Sanders, is this show anything about him being page 2 taken out to Yuma? Okay, sir.
You're in danger. Just a second. Here, just 1 second. Released on 1/22. No, sir. Coming from the hospital. Okay.
fine that I didn't pay out of JP1, and I saw the judge on 922, and she released me on 922 on the fact that I would pay the fine of $264 before 1031.
Yeah, he was released on 922 to supervision.
Okay, so why, you have family in Yuma, sir. Why didn't you contact your parole officer?
I called the parole office on Monday, and I told them that I had no way to go over there. If I could just check in with Yuma, Arizona, he told me, you need to be here. You should have been here already. I don't know who I talked to, but I told them my name and stuff like that, and I told them that what the situation was, that I had no way of going over there.
Well,
Yuma has a probation.
But your family's in Yuma, so why couldn't you make arrangements with your family to help you get to where you needed to be?
Because my grandmother doesn't have a vehicle. She lives on the reservation.
Oh, you couldn't catch the bus?
I had no money. I had no ID. I don't even think they have the Greyhound. You need to have an ID, and you need to have money, which I had neither.
So you do have ID now, sir?
I don't have an ID right now. Just the ADC ID that I currently have. When I was supposed to be released, they were supposed to give me my release ID, the one that picture I take. But Sergeant Vogel from Florence over there from administration, he refused to give me my ID. And even the detention officers Garcia and Ramirez from Yuma County Jail told them, look, normally when we pay you someone, you got to give them that ID. And he said he didn't want to give me the ID. He said, because I'm page two, that I'm in their custody now, that I don't need that ID. And then Ramirez and Garcia told him that it doesn't matter because we're going to end up releasing them anyway, so he needs that ID.
So why did you go to DMV and try to get some ID?
Okay, so technically in DMV, I have someone stole my identity. I'm supposed to go to a building in Phoenix to try to prove them that I'm Ernest Aguilar III. I've already tried twice already in the last past 5 years. You got to try to get a state ID, and that's been an issue. They froze my account because someone else has a picture under my name.
So, sir, if that's the case, then even if you got back out, sir, you still have a problem with ID.
Actually, I would not, because they can hear right here in Dakota. I'm pretty sure they're more responsible than the over there in Florence, and they would give me my release ID.
So I'm gonna ask. So, Mr. Sanders, what is a release ID? That's my first time hearing that.
Is every offender that is released is printed up with a card, a released offender card, and per the everything that I can see in Ames and how this offender was released, it is the department's policy to issue that ID card to an offender. He was not released to a detainer. Sometimes if people are released to detainers or they're not a citizen of the United States, IDs are withheld. In this instance, that is not the case. When he was released on 922, and he was released in Iron Complex, Florence, and he made his way all the way to Yuma.
So did he make his way to Yuma, or I thought he said they transported him to Yuma?
Not according to the information I have.
So you guys can call.
Detention Officer Ramirez,
Mr. Aguilar.
Those are the people that picked me up from page two and took me to Yuma, Arizona court.
So someone from Yuma picked you up and took you down?
Two officers from the jail picked me up because I was page two on a fine on 922.
Okay, Mr. Aguilar.
They can even also verify that they withheld my release ID.
All right, so
these officers. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm saying that these are officers of the law. There's no need for them to lie about this stuff.
All right, Mr. Sanders.
If the offender was released prior to their release date on a detainer, and they were shipped out on a felony hold where the department any department came and picked them up and transported them to their facility. He is correct, the ID would be withheld. He was released on his date of release. That ID would have been with him with all of his property. It was not a detainer because it's not indicated in our system as a detainer. If anything, they would have just picked him up at the gate as he walked out the gate and then transported him, if that's the case.
At which time he would have had his ID.
Correct.
Correct, just to make sure, thank you.
Okay, so look here, that wasn't the case. I was put in a cage, and then right there, before I even put my blues on, which would be the blue shirt and the blue pants that they give you, they already had the detention officer from Yuma County Jail were right there, and everything, before I even was able to pick up an ID or anything, my release ID, they had me already in their custody. That went from ADC custody to Yuma County custody. There and then, we went from SMU1, IMIN, building, yard, little counter place, and we drove to administration IMIN. IMIN administration there was, that's when I talked to Sergeant Bobo, that's his name, and he had me sign this paper talking about where to say, look, if you get arrested, you know, you have to have this ID or you're going to go back to prison. And then I was like, can I have my ID? He goes, no, I'm not giving this to you. And I was like, he just told me that I have to, he made me sign this paper. And so the officer Ramirez and Garcia told this sergeant that they need to give me that ID, like that's, you know what I mean? And he refused to give it to me. And we went back to the little gate, and we told them what happened, and we went back to Sergeant Bobo, and he refused to give me the ID.
Okay, so Mr. Aguilar, do you understand that whether you're in Yuma or where you're at, wherever your parole officer is signed, we have no control over where your parole officer is signed, sir, but do you understand that it is your responsibility to get there to your PO, or else you will be revoked?
I understood that I had to be over there, and I tried my best.
Well, sir, trying your best is not going to get it. If you don't do it, then you're going to be back and you're going to remain in prison until your community supervision end date is up, sir. Do you understand that?
I understand that, and I can guarantee you that this time I will make sure, regardless if it's here in Phoenix or not, now that I know, I can do this. I know I can do this.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Sanders, do you have something?
Yeah, in reviewing the Toronto notes and the case that I can see in Ames here, Yuma, despite what's going on with the ID card, Yuma released him. And upon that, he went out and committed another crime. He didn't report to his parole office. There's no Toronto notes in here indicating any contact or calls from the parole office. In fact, on the contrary, the parole officer contacted the Yuma County Sheriff's Office to inquire of his whereabouts, if he was still there, and he wasn't.
Okay. Does the board have any additional questions? Okay. Seeing that the board has no additional questions, Mr. Aguilar, do you have anything else you want to say to the board?
I just want to let you guys know that right now that I'm literally shaking because I know that I made a mistake as for drinking again, you know what I mean? I need help. And here in prison, there's no help for me. And I feel like if I was just to be released from a stream from the air, that I wouldn't have to help. I know that parole is that extra kick that I need for me to complete this program. I've never been in rehab. I've never done any kind of rehab. And for me to even just say that I want to, you know what I mean, I'll check into this rehab and wherever we have, if I have to go, here in Yuma, they have one, Carceral Mission. I had an acceptance letter before I was released to the parole, and the CO3 refused to acknowledge that I had that, and he said it's not his power that, you know what I mean? I really need your guys' help. Parole is something that I really need. When I was on probation, I learned things. I learned about living a productive life without drugs or alcohol, and I just feel like the law is something that can only make me push to that direction.
Okay. All right, Mr. Aguilar. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, need you to remain on the line, have to remain silent while the board's in discussion. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, sir. The board is now into discussion. We'll get back to you after we finish our discussion.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so the board's in discussion. There is some confusion about Mr. Aguilar and his ID that he received when he left prison. And it was taken down into Yuma, where he was charged with had a warrant for shoplifting. He got arrested there for the actual shoplifting. Said that he didn't have an opportunity or the funds to go back to Phoenix to go see his PO. Mr. Aguilar hasn't been in any trouble before. He was serving his first offense from 2016 for marijuana and a theft violation. However, he didn't have any zero abscond days. He will be released on December 25th of 2017. I mean, and that's almost a little more than a month away that he'll be released. At that time, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. And I think that after listening and going through all the things, it would be best for Mr. Aguilar to go ahead and complete his time. And when he gets out, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He can go to Yuma, be with his family, take care of all his business, get his ID, and get all his things together. When he left, he did, you know, drink while he was out, and he was in a did commit another misdemeanor crime while he was out. So I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, therefore, I move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Aguilar, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses, about to lapse in the criminal ways, accompanied by ways of committing another crime for shoplifting, and by the use of alcohol while out on parole.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you for that.
Okay, so the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on December 25th of this year, sir. Hopefully that the time that you're in there, sir, if you can take some NA or AA classes or some programs while you're incarcerated, sir, come up with a plan so that when you get out that you won't be involved with a negative influence with law enforcement again, sir. This is your first offense, and it's for marijuana and theft, sir. So hopefully you'll get yourself together, sir, and become a productive citizen. We wish you the best of luck, sir. We want to thank you for participating in your hearing today. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Aguilar.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So, like, I'm supposed to get a gate fee, right? But I didn't get that gate fee when they released me. Am I supposed to get a gate fee when I leave this time?
Sir, we have no idea. We are only dealing with your community supervision. That's something you're going to have to take up with the CO3 there. So we have no influence or involvement in that process, okay?
All right. You guys have a good day. Thank you.
You too, sir.